Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll be talking with Webster Charmley about the latest underwear bombing, false flag event, and why this is being done. That's coming up. Because this isn't just to set up body scanners and train you on a police state. It's also about launching new wars. This is a big deal. This could be the start of World War III. That's what mainline analysts are saying, not just Webster Tarpley and myself. Right now, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Chief in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air, Chief. Yeah, you'll want to turn that computer or shortwave or AM and FM station you've got off. You want to pick the phone up and talk. Yeah, he's listening to a delay. All right, we'll let Chief go. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you. I'm a police officer in Florida. I've been doing it for about 17 years. I'm a little nervous now. I've never talked nationally before. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. We got a little weird situation where I'm working. I don't want to give the city out right now. I can do that in private. But we got a group of guys here in my department that they're on board. That's what we call it when they're awakened. And I became awakened back in, like, 96. I got home from work one night, flipped on the tube, and there was an infomercial about Bohemian Grove. And it blew my mind when I saw that. But anyway, this particular officer, two nights ago, was about 2 o'clock in the morning. He's working a call for a missing girl. And they were setting up a perimeter in this area. He came up on this building that's in, like, a small industrial area that we have. And in the woods was an unmarked car. It looked like a police vehicle. And the guy that got out was a security guard. Said he worked for Pinkerton. He was guarding the building that was in the area. And this officer, he's, you know, talking to this guy, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And the guy says the building is, you know, it's owned by an Israeli corporation. And you remember in Fabled Enemies, you guys were talking about the routers and the cell phone things that they control and they can monitor cell phones.
Yeah, one
like
company
that
controls like 95% of it.
Well, I think I found one, man, and it's pretty interesting. This building is fortified. It's got cameras everywhere. They got an armed security guard that works for Pinkerton. And the officer is smart. He's talking to this guy. So when the guy says, hey, it's owned by the Israelis, they manufacture supposedly missile guidance systems, and the officer is working them. He's like, well, hey, can I go in, you know, use your restroom and stuff? And the guy's like, well, no, we're not supposed to let nobody in. But anyway, he goes in there, and he comes out, and the guy says, hey, you want to see something cool? And he brings him into this room. And it's a giant mainframe computer, and it's as far as he could go. He said he couldn't get no farther. They had to wear special suits to get around it and stuff. And I guess the other portion of the building, which he didn't see, was some manufacturing. And he said a couple days ago, Israeli bigwig showed up and actually fired or something, removed two of their guys from the inside. They were all mad at him and stuff. But I go over there. He calls me in the morning and tells me about this. I get to work. I go over and look at it. And sure enough, man, the place is completely surrounded by cameras. They got some kind of weird antennas on the side of it. I got pictures of it.
Oh, yeah. Look, there are foreign government spy bases everywhere, and no one's got spy bases bigger than Israel, and they're allowed to spy. That's the difference. And yes, the Israeli government runs the caller ID phone tracking systems. They also run the protection of nukes in the U.S. Our own Pentagon isn't allowed to do that because, again, our government can go with a client state, an outside government, and that's another wall of secrecy that our own Congress can't get to. Israel gets to know more about Homeland Security than Congress does. Remember last year when the congressman wanted to see the Homeland Security plan under PD 51, and he was told you're not allowed to see it even though he was on the Homeland Security Committee? But then Israel gets to be on the Pentagon NORTHCOM Homeland Security system. Stay there. I want you to be able to finish up on the other side of this break, Chris, in Florida. Then we're going to Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. We're also going live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the last 2 hours of this radio broadcast, last show of the year. We'll also continue with your calls, Travis, Dean, Tom, David, and others.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it doesn't mean that Talatech, Tala-com is doing anything wrong, but it is important to keep our eyes on foreign-owned corporate governments and groups, whether it be the Chinese, the Israelis, anybody. And I did look up Tala-Tech, and it's leaders in design, development, production of military, industrial, commercial, communications equipment. And that's just another example of how our country, our military, everything is dependent on foreign lands, the opposite of what George Washington said we should do. But I was asking the police officer calling in from Florida, if a lot of the officers are waking up, and he told me off air a lot of the people that have been in a while are and are concerned, and he was giving me some of the terms they have for the people that aren't awake. So anything else you want to add about the mindset of the police you work with, the awakening that's happening, Chris, from Florida?
Well, I think police in general, you know, I will tell you this. The guys that are older, have been doing this maybe 10 years and longer, are a lot different mindset than the ones that are just coming in. The ones that come in, I mean, I can be honest with you, man, they're stupid. They don't know what's going on. They hire them right out of college. I don't even know how they graduated college, you know, and stuff. They can't even function on the street. And the guys that can think for themselves are the ones that are, you know, they're not going to go along with any kind of programs that are just going to be against our civil rights. But I just found it interesting that this company is owned by the Israelis, and they're supposedly manufacturing and part of the building missile guidance systems, you know. And, oh, and another thing, the security guard, he says the people they bring in to work and manufacture some of the spook items they're making, they call them eggheads, and they're only allowed in portions of the building. The Israelis go in the other portion. Even the security guy wasn't allowed to go in certain portions. So, and this wasn't your typical whack and hut guard, man. This guy was had a, he said he had a master's degree, was well-addressed. He was out of Pinkerton from Chicago. So the whole thing, man, just, I don't know, it made me ill.
So the issue is the police officer you talked to, and you've now checked the area out, he got a bad feeling. What I'm getting is it had the feeling of a spook compound.
Right, and this officer is on board. We've been discussing this stuff for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now. And he's very well aware of what's
going on. On board,
on.
Again, means awake to what's going on.
Yeah, it's just a little term we made up.
And then, well, that's a good term. And then, what do you call the police that love the system?
Bootlickers. I like to describe them as guys that live on their knees instead of on their feet. You know, and they do anything the administration wants, and they'll stab officers in the back to get what they need. And I think every job probably has that. But
sure, everywhere has bootlickers.
Yeah, and police work gets hard because you're working with these guys day in, day out, and you think you can trust them, and they'll turn around and stab you in the back just so they can get promoted or get some other job within the department. But I just wanted to let you know what's going on. These facilities are probably everywhere. Guy did say that, told the officer that this particular building and what they going on there is very important to the United States. He said during the economic collapse, Tosh, you wouldn't have to worry about it. They would try to keep it up. And, I mean, I really don't know what it is. It definitely looks like some kind of communications receiving facility. And, you know, the way they had the air ducts and the air conditioners, they definitely were trying to cool something down, and they probably did have a manufacturing facility in there. The whole place, all the windows were tinted out. The few windows that they have, everything else was, there was just, you know, there was no way to look inside. So I got pictures. I can send them to you guys.
Well, what I would do is I would just put them up on an account somewhere. I mean, there's all those photo accounts, and then send us a link. Good to hear from you. Call us back if anything else develops, and have a great New Year and be safe.
All right, keep up the fight, man.
I'll try. Thank you. Listen, the Pentagon spends more money in 2009, the numbers just came in, saw this in the news last week, than all 50 states combined, all their budgets. The banks have stolen, latest Bloomberg numbers are out, 27 plus trillion. So we now have the numbers, and more may come in later. It always comes in a few months late. But so far, 27, I forget the points. It was 23.7 trillion and then 4.5 trillion. It's over 27 trillion. The point is that it's just massive. I mean, it's numbers you can't even get your mind around. We're being robbed right now. Okay, for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit in the next hour, we're very honored to have Webster Griffin Tarpley, who is a doctorate in history. He also is degreed economist and the author of the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush, two unauthorized biographies of Barack Obama. Well, one's an unauthorized biography, another's an analysis. And he joins us now to talk about what happened in 2009, what's coming up in 2010. But also the underwear bomber and the FBI now being caught lying, saying they didn't detain anybody else, they didn't find a bomb, saying no one brought this guy onto the plane. Now that's been confirmed that someone did, but they won't say who. They won't release the videotapes from Amsterdam. How we saw the preconditioning the last month that Yemen had to be hit. Now this happens. Oh, it came out of Yemen. We got to hit Yemen. The whole geopolitical strategy, what this signals, we knew that Obama would start launching false flags. I had predicted aircraft bombings, attempted bombings, flu hype in January. I was proven right because I saw the preconditioning. But Tarpley is, again, a real expert on this, so we'll get his predictions and his view on what's happening. And then a little bit into the next hour, I want to get his take on well, the health care. Even the liberals are waking up. This is a giant ripoff to the insurance companies. Higher taxes, less benefits. Webster Tarpley, it's good to have you here as we close out 2009.
Thank you very much, Alex. Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners.
What did you think of that police officer calling in talking about a intelligence nest?
Yeah, I guess I think that's Converse Info Systems. Isn't that one of them?
Yes.
Anyway, I think we've written that up in the 9/11 that they were able to monitor most U.S. telephone conversations.
And now we learn a month ago that all of the text messages, phone messages, everything was just recorded from 9/11, and now they're releasing it. The government and its private subsidiaries are just recording everything. We're so free, Webster.
Well, that's of course the National Security Agency. But maybe just to take a look now at the world strategic picture, because I think we have, I think, a very ominous pattern. I look for 2010 to be a very tempestuous time, and we're going to have...
But, I mean, let's start with the kickoff, the underwear bomber, and then let's take your time. Go into all of it.
All right. Well, I think it's obvious. I'm sure obvious to you. It's this is a controlled patsy, and we have this this same pattern that we've seen again and again. We have these individuals that have very limited mental equipment, but nevertheless, they're able to work miracles. In other words, they can do things that a normal person would never be able to do. You'd be arrested, you'd be questioned, you'd be searched, you'd be stopped in some way, rounded up. But no, in this case, we have Omar Farouk Mutallab, the son of this rich, elitist oligarch banker from Nigeria, and he can do all these amazing things. His own father goes to the U.S. Embassy in Lagos, Nigeria, denounces him as a possible terrorist, somebody who is probably at a camp of some kind in Yemen. And this is shared by the State Department and the CIA right off the bat. And that seems to be sometime in about mid-November. And nevertheless, that's not enough to have his visa taken away. He's got a U.S. multiple entry visa, which he's allowed to keep. And, of course, you know, you can have a stamp in the passport, but if they change it in the computer, then when you try to...
And he's traveling all over Italy, all over Africa. He's in countries illegally. He gets out of countries. He's disheveled. Looks like he's drugged, stumbling around. I mean, this is classic.
Right. So he's able then to basically have no effect. He doesn't get on any serious list of for scrutiny or special search. And he's then able to buy a ticket, a one-way ticket from Nigeria to Detroit, and he buys it, somebody buys it in Ghana, $2,800 in cash, one way in cash. That would normally get you searched or something quite serious right there. And he then re-enters Nigeria illegally. That doesn't seem to have any effect. And then we have this famous story of the well-dressed Indian who accompanies him. And to me, this suggests that he is a mental deficient. He's in the same class with Richard Reed. He's mentally retarded in some way. And you could, of course, he could get a degree at University College London with the help of MI5, or maybe his father made a large contribution to University College London. That stuff happens all the time. So he's able then to get into the, he gets from one plane to another thanks to this patsy minder, a patsy chaperone or patsy monitor, the rich, well-dressed Indian who makes an odd couple with him, and that guy delivers him to the gate and says that he doesn't have a passport. And I'd be interested to see, is there a passport? Won't the FBI please show us a passport if there is one? And then we find
the FBI's been caught lying, saying that there was no one videotaping on the plane, no one else was pulled off at customs in Detroit. Now they've had to go back and admit they were lying. They won't release the videos from the European airport, from Amsterdam. I mean, this is suspicious.
Oh, yes. I think it's beyond suspicious. It's a clear case of a patsy. So he's a controlled asset. And, of course, it's not a matter of failure to connect the dots. We're hearing all about the unconnected dots. No, this is the desired outcome. We're dealing with the rogue network. We're dealing with the same people that brought you, again, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the Kennedy assassination, Iran-Contra, 9/11. Nobody's ever laid a glove on them.
And the rogue network can't help themselves. We're going to break. We're going to come back and cover it. They can't help themselves as they pre-position troops in Yemen the last 2 months, as they begin the hype a week ago that it's got to be hit, and then right on time the patsy bombing comes, and then right on time they hype it like it's the end of the world throughout the weekend. I mean, so when we come back, finish up with the rogue network and what this signifies, the new operations they're launching. Dr. Webster Tarpley is our guest. By the way, we sell all four of his books that are in print. He's got a bunch of other books on European history, and the rest of it you can find, scholarly treatises. Thank you, Webster, for the one you sent me in French. for my wife.
Well, there's a part of it's in English. If you just take a look.
I saw the part from you. Yes, but she reads French, so that's good. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
All right, I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about with Webster Tarpley. Take your phone calls. The final radio show of 2009. 2009 is a very long beard. He's very old. A new year, a babe will be dumped out into the world at midnight tonight in your time zone. Okay, Webster, without me interrupting, there's just so much evidence. You're talking about rogue networks, all the fingerprints, the classic MO, the signature, the wavelength, the smell, the red-handedness, then the media hype, the motive, the new initiative. Oh, we've all got to have body scanners. Just so many initiatives they're launching with this. It's just like with the flu inoculations. We saw all that hype. And now we have the memos that it was all hype. Clearly a staged event. What is the goal? Continue.
Well, the Rogue Network, of course, is a private network that cuts across the various agencies and executive departments of the U.S. and other governments. Big British role is quite big. So it's the City of London and Wall Street controlling this network with their ideas of strategy. Let me just point out a couple of other things here. We're told that this alleged bomber, right, the Knicker bomber, whatever they call him, he was in contact with this character Awlaki in Yemen. And, of course, this Awlaki, I call him Awlaki the CIA lackey. Awlaki the lackey, and remember, he's a CIA lackey. He's a double agent, a triple agent, if you want. He is used as a kind of beacon to recruit patsies across the world, and they can always sheep-dip somebody like Major Hassan. If they want to say, you're linked to Al-Qaeda, they just have you exchange a few emails with this Awlaki, and that's what he's good for, right? He goes back to 9/11 and Hani Hanjour and Toronto.
He's like Hal Turner was to the white supremacist, who I said for a decade was FBI, and now it's Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, that he's FBI, deep cover, controlling everything. I mean, obviously he was FBI. Same thing with Awlaki.
Right, exactly. So this guy is he's a U.S. agent under whatever layers of garb that he's got. The other thing is, how was this young patsy, Omar Farouk Mutallab, how was he radicalized? And I think we're getting some pretty good indications that it's this Brixton Mosque, Finsbury Mosque axis in London, the school for patsies, the British patsy.
Which, by the way, 6 months ago, I remember it, you predicted we'd see plane bombings out of that mosque.
Yeah, well, again, this is not so hard to do. Remember, Richard Reed, mentally retarded vagrant who was sleeping on the floor of Brixton Mosque, I think, or Finsbury, one or the other, he was given the same PETN explosive by somebody. So that's what this Omar Farouk was given then, allegedly, once again, in Yemen. So you can see it all fits together, and it all comes from these same places. Now, again, why Yemen? We have to remember that, then this gets us into the big picture. Saudi Arabia is, of course, a crucial pillar of the Anglo-American world empire. And we've seen in the course of this year strong, what we can call centripetal tendencies. In other words, desire by various people in Saudi Arabia to get out from under this U.S. protectorate. And the form that it took around August, I think, was Prince Bandar, of all people, Bandar Bush, yes, changing his strategic orientation and becoming the great friend of Putin and Russia, trying to bring in Russia and I would think China to try to redress the balance and gain some national independence for Saudi Arabia, not to be tied to the U.S., especially at a time when the U.S. is undoubtedly preparing some kind of a people power coup or velvet revolution inside Saudi Arabia.
And so where's Bandar? Oh, from The Godfather, you won't see him no more. He's now been disappeared.
Yeah, he's under house arrest, or maybe you know more, but I haven't seen anything about him since about August. But there is a big fight about the royal succession, and that is very prominent in Middle East news organs. Now, Yemen. The short thing on Yemen is this is a very, very poor country, and they had a whole colonial history with the British, right? Aden, back in the 60s, was a big colonial anti-British guerrilla warfare going on. Right now, though, it's a government that is Sunni in its composition and allied to Saudi Arabia. So that's the central government in Sana'a under President Saleh of Yemen. But there is this rebellion going, the Houthi rebels, who are Shiites, and they are backed by Iran. And we've had the U.S. Bombing this twice in the past month or so, fairly large-scale stuff, either with these drones or with warplanes. Now, here's the big thing. The U.S. is busily building up Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, the CIA Muslim Legion, is being actively built up by the U.S. inside Yemen to make that civil war much worse and to get the Saudis and the Iranians at each other's throats, maybe at war, in Yemen.
All right, let's talk about where you think that's going, the wider geopolitical reasons for this, in the grand strategy. Let's go into the mind of Zbigniew Brzezinski when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Close out the year. It's my last live transmission. It's December 31st, 2009 on this Thursday edition. Webster Tarpley is our guest. You know, we had Kurt Haskell back on, one of the eyewitnesses, and other eyewitnesses are confirming another man was pulled off the plane. Bob-sniffing dogs went up to it. The FBI said, we got to get you out of here. There may be a bomb. Then they lied and said that it never happened. Here's the headline from MichiganLive.com, the big news site in Michigan. Flight 253 out, eyewitness, authorities are lying about terror attack. And, of course, people accuse us of sensationalism. That's what the headline says for mainstream news. The article Paul Watson wrote about it had a very, very tame headline. In fact, I have it here in my stack. But we have eyewitnesses saying this is open lying going on. And that's the kind of headlines we need at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The establishment tries to intimidate alternative news people into watering down what we say, watering down what we do, into mediating facts. Facts are facts. You can have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts. And Watson and everybody are doing a great job. It's just that The mainstream media realizes the bombshell nature of those interviews we did the last few days. I don't think we do. I don't think the listeners do. I don't think people understand this is really a staged event in front of us with a patsy. There's no other way to see it. And I don't think people realize just how big this is, what's being kicked off. I don't think people realize just how serious this is, what's being set off, what's being launched. Webster Tarpley, breaking down the larger geopolitical ramifications. A lot of analysts saying this could be the beginning of World War III. Open talk. Hopefully it's not the case. More saber rattling about striking Iran. Israel saying they may strike Iran. Iran saying they'll strike back. What that will do. What do you think the globalists are testing? What are the Anglo-American establishment doing right now? Where do you see this going? This talk about going into Africa, Somalia, Sudan, not just Aden and Yemen.
Well, first of all, I would say the use of Yemen. Yemen is the place where you play Saudi Arabia against Iran. And I think this is what has changed compared to Bush. In other words, the Obama administration knows that they're too weak to do these attacks, so they've got to get other people to do them. They want to attack Pakistan. They know they can't attack Pakistan. They've got to use Pashtunistan and Balochistan and get a rebellion going inside Pakistan. Now, with Yemen, it's the civil war going on. The U.S., before the eyes of the world, is massively building up al-Qaeda. And the way they're doing it is by transferring people from Guantanamo, right? It's now all over the news that the number two man of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a complete U.S. creation, is actually somebody who was in Guantanamo. And we can see from Iranian press TV that they accused the U.S. of transferring terrorist fighters from all over, from Bagram in Afghanistan, from all the prisons, you know, all the black sites that they have across the Middle East. Those are now being massed in Yemen to create an al-Qaeda striking force inside Yemen that can be used to make this civil war worse, right? They can tack back and forth, you know, fighting one, fighting another, setting off bombs, getting the Saudis to do more air attacks, getting the Iranians embroiled more. So this is going on before the eyes of the world. And if you read carefully in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, you can see that they're saying it's probably not a good idea to transfer so many al-Qaeda people from Guantanamo back into Yemen. But that is exactly the goal. In other words, this is not an unintended consequence. It is the intended consequence. Now, I do not see an attack on Iran, and I'll tell you why. The approach to Iran is essentially what I've been saying, is to get Iran fighting Saudi Arabia. Now, this was sort of the pattern.
No, Webster, I got to stop you. I remember almost 2 years ago, you said they're going to play Saudi Arabia off against Iran in proxy wars. You said they're going to try to overthrow Iran internally. And exactly what you said happened. That's why we have you on so much. I mean, you're one of the only people in the world who actually gets it. And it's not that TV pundits don't get it. They're always talking nonsense because the public is fed on a diet of nonsense. You've read Brzezinski's books. You understand the geopolitical strategy of the Anglo-American establishment. Explain to people how you knew this 2 years ago.
Well, part of it is from reading these books, and part of it is just from having observed them for, it seems like, about 40 or 50 years by now, since I was a child. But look, concerning this Yemen business, that's one approach to getting Iran into trouble. The other thing is, remember that when the U.S. and the British foment the rebellion of Balochistan, that will carve up not just Pakistan, but also Iran. So there's another approach. Let's also remember that they've got this thing in Arabistan. The oil area of Iran has an Arab population, and that's where we have this Ahvaz or Arabistan Liberation Front, what I always call BP, British Petroleum Liberation Front, because that's what it is. And, of course, you've got this green coup, the CIA faction in Iran, the death to Russia, death to China faction around Mousavi and Rafsanjani. Now, here's the thing. If anybody bombs Iran, it's an open secret that the Pasdaran Revolutionary Guards will simply exterminate all the leaders of this so-called opposition, Mousavi, Rafsanjani, Khatami, this entire crew. They'll all be found floating in the river. So I don't see any attack on Iran as long as they can keep this P-51 people power coup, velvet revolution, postmodern coup thing going inside Iran. So I think that's Iran. Now, Pakistan is a different story. Pakistan, you got the massive escalation of the drone attacks. You've got bombs going off. Inside Pakistan, remember, it's Balochistan and Pashtunistan that are supposed to rebel. And in the past couple of weeks, they added another aspect of it, which is to play Shiites against Sunnis. Pakistan is largely Sunni, but there's a significant Shiite minority. And we just had a bomb go off in Karachi, which was targeting these Shiites to get them riled up. So in this case, you'd be breaking up Iran, according to four ethnic groups, Balochistan, Pashtunistan, Punjab, and Sindh, plus along this Sunni-Shiite line.
And by the way, on every point you make, you have giant reams of documents, evidence, and history. Let's not forget 2004, repeatedly 2005, 2006, British, U.S., and Israeli contractors and regular military, Special Air Services out of England, are caught in multiple events dressed up as Sunnis running around killing Shiites and U.S. and British forces. British got caught doing it. Even Ray McGovern, former chief CIA analyst at Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., came on the show and said, I believe the bombing of the Golden Mosque was U.S. It came out a month later. They evacuate the neighborhood. U.S. Army pulls up, goes in and blows the mosque up in front of everyone, and then blames it on another Muslim group to get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. So this is just done out in the open. This is standard procedure.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda is the CIA Arab Legion. It's now expanded to be the CIA Muslim Legion. Al-Qaeda in Iraq was created by General McChrystal when he needed it to be an Al-Qaeda in Iraq for propaganda needs, but also to prevent the Iraqi population from uniting against the invaders and the occupiers. And now we've got the new one, AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is another completely fake organization. Interesting story happened to me. I was on the radio with Algeria yesterday, the Algerian radio in Algiers, and they pointed out that there had been a statement from bin Laden about which I don't really know anything. I wonder if you do, that bin Laden had put out a statement attacking Iran and Hezbollah, the Shiite group there in Lebanon with Sheikh Nasrallah, the people who basically defeated the Israelis back in 2006. This would be very, very interesting to look into. There's always been this idea of playing the Arabs and Sunnis, you might say, against Iranians and Shiites, Iranians, Persians, Shiites. That's one approach to the Middle East, and that would be a typical Brzezinski approach. It's also interesting. Bin Laden's family is supposedly, at least some of them, are being held prisoner in Tehran. When they fled out of Afghanistan, so the story goes, right after 9/11, some of them went into Iran, and they were seized, and they were put under house arrest, some of them allegedly in the Saudi embassy. So you see there's a hostility between Al-Qaeda, which the Iranians have always called a CIA operation, and the Iranian government. Now, the bigger picture, what I see going on is the tendency of the world to get out of control of the U.S. and the British. In other words, the empire is in a big crisis, and its people are attempting to free themselves from this yoke. Just a couple of examples. My reading of the Copenhagen conference is that this was torpedoed by a joint operation, whether planned or unplanned, by Russia and China. In other words, the best account I can see is that those emails from the University of Anglia Climate Research Unit were first uploaded by a server in Tomsk in Siberia, in Russia, which is one of those old Soviet science cities that used to be off limits to foreigners. So Tomsk in Siberia puts them up. And then what happened in the conference was the Chinese blocked the attempt to impose these binding carbon targets, which they realized would have been strangling the economic development of China. And they worked together with Sudan. So it's a kind of a united front. Russia, China, Sudan defeated the Anglo-Americans and the European Union in the Copenhagen conference. Now, further along the line, In these countries, you've got strong political signs of people who want to free themselves. That would be Italy, Japan, and Saudi Arabia, which we've mentioned to some extent. The Italian case is an interesting one. Why is Berlusconi targeted? Berlusconi is targeted because he's a close friend of Putin. He's involved with the South Stream oil pipeline, which involves Russia, Turkey, Italy. The French seem to be buying into this to some extent. Other countries in the Balkans are interested in it. So Berlusconi gets hit in the face by this this massive, heavy object there a couple of weeks before Christmas. In Japan, you've got the Hatoyama government. There was just a clash here at the State Department. Hillary Clinton called in the Japanese ambassador and read him the riot act, saying, "We, the U.S., demand that we move the Okinawa base from one part of the island to another, and the Japanese don't like it." So Hillary Clinton is on the warpath against Japan, and I think underneath that, in whatever confused or more complete form, is a desire of the Japanese to assert some kind of national independence after being a ward of the United States for so many years. And then Saudi Arabia. It's interesting that in the past couple of weeks, we've had a series of attacks on leading world governments. The Pope is tackled on New Year's Eve, right? Could have been an assassination attempt. Chirac, the former president of France, who led the opposition in the world against Bush's Iraq war, is indicted. Berlusconi, hit in the face by this object. In Pakistan, the president and the whole cabinet have had their immunity lifted, so that the president is fearing this guy Zardari. He fears criminal charges. The defense minister is told that he's not allowed to leave the country, and the interior minister, the police minister, is going to be subjected to an indictment. So you can see there's an interesting pattern of things going on. So if you look across the world, you see resistance to London and New York coming from Russia, China, Sudan, Italy, Japan, Saudi Arabia, and, of course, the usual suspects, Pakistan and Iran. Each
Who is organizing that resistance, or is that just happening organically?
I think some of it's organized. Some of it's organized. Some of it is simply ad hoc on the basis of
the individual countries. Do you think it's Russian intelligence behind it?
No, I think part of it is just it's a structural aspect of the world. Things are breaking up, right? We've just had the crisis of the whole Anglo-American banking system. The degree of coordination, well, the degree of coordination between Berlusconi and Putin is total. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that one. Bandar, friend of Putin, once again. Japan, that's a little bit less clear to me.
And now we have a major break, though. I should interrupt. Finish that thought before I forget. We now have Putin coming out announcing we're going to produce even more deadly nukes since you're still encircling us.
Yes,
so that
right.
means that Obama 3 months ago saying, "I'm not going to put the missiles in," we knew that was a classic fraud. He always says one thing, does another. So we're seeing the world shift right now in what I see globally as a portent of World War III. I mean, if wars start in a couple more places, won't that be the makings of a world war?
Well, it doesn't have to become a world war. I would compare it to Germany looking at Great Britain, or Great Britain looking at Germany before 1914. In other words, the British are sitting there, bankrupt, rather decadent, the empire running out of steam, and they see this rising industrial power of Germany, which has got all kinds of problems, but nevertheless they have a lot of economic growth. And the British basically say, well, if we have a peace race with them, we'll lose it. The only way we can deal with them is to encircle them and have a war. And I think you've got to remember, the Wall Street people respond to the collapse of their financial structures. When you have a world depression, when you have a world financial collapse like this, the response of London and Wall Street is to go berserk. They go bonkers, and they look around for these desperate, crazy plans, like who in his right mind wants to play Saudi Arabia against Iran? What's the benefit? Well, they'd say, well, if we can get the price of oil up to $500 a barrel, that will soak up all the dollars in the world, and that will give the dollar a new lease on life, because there won't be so many dollars.
Exactly. Clearly, they're desperate to create a world crisis, to unify political support and to jack up commodities. They're going to do it. So, and I totally agree. England, the Milner Group, they said we ought to finance rabble-rousers to take over Germany. Hitler. We ought to fund the Soviets to threaten them. That came after World War One. We ought to kill their leaders to get them to physically attack us. I mean, we're going to see those same types of things now.
Let me just also, what you point to with Putin is very important. The U.S. and Russia are renegotiating a renewal of the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty of 1991. It was signed under Bush the Elder and Gorbachev. This expired on the 5th of December. And all during the last couple of weeks, the word was coming from the State Department, well, it's just a few more little things we have to clear up. Don't worry, we'll get to it. But then Putin comes out and says, wait a minute. If you're going to have a defensive shield of anti-ballistic missiles, and you're going to deploy those in the Mediterranean and elsewhere, we cannot discuss offensive weapons apart from defensive weapons. We've got to put it all back together. So it looks like Putin is blocking whatever ideas have been developed for a deal. There will be no deal until Putin's demands are met. So that's quite a checkmate for Obama.
Well, he said they're going to come out with a new super topol. And the quote is here because, quote, the U.S. thinks it can do whatever it wants. We'll be right back.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, Webster, you've talked about what's going on in the world. It's absolutely spot on for my own research. Always amazing to see you predict things so far out. in the future. So let's look into the future. What do you see happening in the next year?
Four catchwords would be depression, continued economic depression, maybe getting worse in the second wave. That could easily come in 2010. If not then, then 2011. So depression and repression. The repression is Obama. I put out some interviews. By the way, people can see all this or hear it at tarpley.net. I finally got my website upgraded. So if you haven't seen it, I did. The upgrades went up just a little bit before Christmas. So if people haven't looked at it, please do take a look, tarpley.net. The idea being the comparison of Obama to Woodrow Wilson, a pedant, an elitist, a professor. Woodrow Wilson ran for president in 1916. He was, of course, a Morgan puppet. He had been put into office by J.P. Morgan, who got rid of William Howard Taft to open the way for Woodrow Wilson. Right, this is where we get the Federal Reserve System and a whole lot of other bad things. And he ran on this week. He kept us out of war, right? Don't get into World War One. So he wins the election in 1916 and then turns around. As soon as he's back in office, within a month, he wants to declare war on Germany, which he does do. And then he passes the Espionage Act and the Sedition Act and throws a couple of thousand people in jail. It's light years, orders of magnitude beyond Bush-Cheney. The worst civil liberties emergency in the U.S. since the Civil War, and that's Woodrow Wilson. So you have Obama, lots of parallels, right? A Wall Street puppet, Morgan puppet, pretty much, runs with this very, very vague anti-Iraq war profile, although there was also the pledge to escalate Afghanistan. Obama's now losing his base. The black community, the people over at the Black Agenda Report in particular, are up in arms, and they're gaining in influence because the black unemployment is sky high and Obama refuses to do anything. The Greens, of course, are unhappy because Obama was checkmated in Copenhagen. The anti-war people in particular are becoming more and more active. We had a very good demonstration here on the 12th of December with Kucinich, Gravel, McKinney, and Ralph Nader. And the left has now
found out that the health care plan is a giant robbery, has nothing to do with their precious socialism.
Right. Let me just mention, there's going to be a demonstration specifically against the CIA drones in Afghanistan and Pakistan at Langley, at the CIA headquarters, I think, the 16th of January. That's Cindy Sheehan and Cynthia McKinney and their group, but the Peace of the Action, P-E-A-C-E, Peace of the Action. So that's something. So the anti-war people now making, I think, a comeback, and that's of course, most welcome. As you say, the fact that Obama has totally sold out to the private insurance companies and the private pharmaceutical cartel, that's evident to everybody. Gay rights people very, very upset because he hasn't done anything for them.
So what's going to happen? I mean, we know Obama, that he's just a little puppet front man.
Right, right. Okay. So that,
I'm not really exactly too worried about what he's doing.
By the way, in terms of attacks on governments, right, along with the Pope getting tackled, Chirac getting indicted, Berlusconi getting smashed in the face, look at what happened to Obama. Two people let into the White House, two separate incidents where people waltzed right in. It's a way for the rogue network to say to Obama, follow orders because we can get you anytime.
You think that's what the message is?
I think that was the message of those two adventurers who came into the state dinner with Manuel.
All right, Webster, in the little bit of time we've got left, specifically, what do you see with the economy? What do you see with the military next year? Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.